drop us any time.
Drop me off now. Still dropping.
Turbulence.
All right, everybody. So this is Descent into Nerd. This is John. And I'm sitting here with my usual co-host of the Big Brandino.
I am Brandon King of Nerd Foo.
That's right. That's right. And we are here to talk your fucking ears off again.
That's right. With some banter.
With some banter. We might touch on a few things here, a few things there, some funny little stories. I know Brandon says he's got a few stories lined up that he thinks are rather amusing. I have not heard any of them yet, so this ought to be fun.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, pretty much, I don't have anything really great. I mean, what am I going to say? I started watching The Office really late, as in it's already been, taken off the air. And now I'm like, hey, I'm going to catch up.
That's like the best time to do it, though, because like you have all the episodes in one place and you can just like binge the shit out of it.
That's true. I actually prefer kind of doing that a little bit now, as opposed to it. I have a little bit of a I can't wait syndrome. And then of course, about the only really other funny thing is that the guy, one of the new guys at work, like he came into work talking about, oh man, Sunday I might go to this party, man. Go to this damn big get-together music festival on Sunday, man. Oh, yeah, it'll be cool. And he calls in this morning going, man, I don't feel good. I think I'm going to have to stay home.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, man, I feel terrible. I mean, just ill today. And shit like that. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Think he might just be hungover.
Yeah, I think... He probably just, like... Maybe partied a little too hard at this music festival, but no, I mean.
Well, I don't know. Here's the thing, though. All I can think is like, yeah, I'm like, you're weak. You're weak. You know how many times my ass has walked into work either still drunk or like hungover as shit and still went to work? Come on now. It's like, you could have done this. You're still young.
Funny story. Has nothing to do with like. My current work stories. No. This is related to what you're talking about.
Oh, smooth.
Whenever I was working at Walmart, there was a guy that worked in the department next to mine, and he actually came in one day and was still drunk from the night before and literally fell asleep standing up in the aisle, just in the middle of the aisle, was asleep standing there.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
That's pretty good. He's just like, man,
he just stopped moving for a second, and like he was standing there, and then like I noticed he was still standing in the same place like 5 minutes later, and I'm like, are you okay? And I hear like, oh, he's asleep.
That's fucking great. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, that's hilarious, man. All right. I don't know. What else you got for us, man? I know you had some hilarious other stories lined up.
All right. So I'll just I'll start with some easy stuff and move into more of the more ridiculous crap. But so as you know, I have a new job. I'm working now at the Home Depot, which is a hardware store for anybody that doesn't know what that is. It's all over the United States. I don't know how you wouldn't. Anyway, so like the first day that I go to like actual work, not training or anything, the first day I'm there, I'm like arriving at work. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. There's a guy standing out in the parking lot. Now, there was like a little, where you can have those like orange boxes, almost like a mailbox things where you can like donate like food or clothes to like the homeless or whatever. They have those set up at different businesses around in the town. And there's a guy standing there, and he's got like a hot dog stand, and he's selling hot dogs. And this is like the goofiest looking dude I've ever seen in my life. He's got like one of those giant like hot dog hats on his head. And like what was funny about it was the sign on the front of his hot dog stand said, "Don't be a meanie, have a bite of my weenie."
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, man. Kind of like, what was that name of that movie? With Justin Long and, that one fucker, that fat fucker in it, Jonah Hill. Underclassmen or something like that is the one where they started their own college. And he's wearing the giant wing.
I don't really follow Jonah Hill that much.
It's an older movie from a while ago. And I remember he's wearing this giant wiener suit and he's just yelling at people, "Ask me about my wiener."
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that. But on another restaurant related note, I was out. We had gone out with the family. I think we were going out to dinner one night and we were driving around. And this is over there close to like where the Avenue is at. And for those who don't know, the Avenue is a large set of shops and almost like a strip mall area that's really big in part of town here. And there on the other side of the road, we passed a sign. And I was like, did that really say what I thought it said? So on the way back, I looked at it again. And I was like, that does say that. There's a restaurant opening up over there called the Fuzzy Taco Shop.
Fuzzy Taco Shop.
Yep.
That's not an innuendo for anything.
That's what I was thinking.
I want to go eat at the Fuzzy Taco Shop. Might be pretty good. I think they primarily serve fish tacos.
I'm like, are we sure this isn't like a strip joint or something?
Oh, a strip joint with tacos. There you go. That's a grade A $1 million idea. Stripping and tacos. You can't go wrong.
I mean, with a name like that, though, if it is a strip joint, all the ladies got to have bush.
Got to have what now?
Bush.
Bush. Oh, fuck. I hate bush. God, I hate bush.
Okay. So, moving along from that.
So, terrible beer. Terrible fucking beer.
Moving along from that.
Might as well just piss in cans and hand it to people.
So, some actual stuff that happened while I was at work. We have this thing called the electric ladder. It's basically a lift type machine that's got wheels.
Yeah.
And you strap yourself into the inside of it when you lift yourself up for safety issues. The guy that was like training me, he was like, "I don't ever use this thing. I don't need it." And he's like, goes up and proceeds to slip and fall like in the bucket. Like he didn't fall out of it, luckily. And then like, on the way back down, I was like, "Yeah, you should probably put that thing back on."
He's like, yeah. Oh, dude, that's funny. Is it like a scissor lift?
No, it's not like a scissor lift. It's like just a straight up lift. Like, it's like a hydraulic lift, and it's
or is it the one with the bigger front end on it? More like an actual like picker lift.
It's like a pick lift, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, the same guy that was like training me later, he was for a customer. He had taken a light bulb and was like screwing it into this socket that we have back in where the lamps are to show him like the different color light bulbs. Cause you have like light and you have like white and soft white and bright white and daylight. There's like a couple different ones. And he was like screwing one into it. And you know, normally you can screw a light bulb in even if the power's on and it won't do anything. It's fine. But I was I was just trying to like do it as safe as possible. Like, you want to turn the power off? He's like, "No, it'll be all right." Proceeds to screw the light bulb in and it shocks the piss out of him.
Because he was touching the metal part of the fucking actual light bulb when he was screwing it in.
Well, I mean, he might have been touching the little, like, the rack that all the lamps sit on top of is made of metal, so.
I mean, yeah, but he has to be touching the other part to get the electrical charge to go through his hand.
I really don't know what exactly he was doing, but he shocked himself and it was pretty damn funny.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
All right, so we move on from that. And one of the most ridiculous things that I've come to find out at this store that I'm working at is there is a lady that works there whose real actual name had not been changed. It was her name that was given to her when she was born. Thumbelina.
Thumbelina.
Thumbelina. And no, before you ask, she is not like 5 centimeters tall.
No, as a matter of fact, it's ironical, and she's actually like 6.5 feet tall.
And 400 pounds. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, this is like an average build woman, you know, like maybe 5'5", 5'6", something like that. And I mean, she looks like she's in her 30s. So, I mean, relatively young. It's not like one of those things that somebody named somebody when they were like generations ago. I'm like, that's just a little oddball.
I mean, somebody about the same age as our parents.
Yeah. This is a little oddball.
Yep. Well, at least she didn't get named Moon.
That's true.
Or Flower.
Or
Orange.
Or Southwest.
Yeah. Or Northwest.
All right. So, last story here. All right. This isn't a work story, but this is one of those something happened while I was driving and it really pissed me off stories. You know, something like this occurs almost daily. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I needed to point this one out because this guy, he's probably a little extra special.
Okay. I like to like make pretty pictures special.
All right. So let me just describe to you what happened. All right. So the road that I live on, down at the end of it, where there's a stop sign and you can turn left or right out onto the main highway. At that stop, they're doing construction right there because, and it's almost finished now. They're putting in.
It should be. They've been doing goddamn construction on that thing for like 5 years now.
This just started like about a year ago.
The one right at the end of the road where it mates into what is South Murfreesboro Road?
Yeah, it hasn't been going on that long.
I'm being exaggerated, but I thought it had been like 2 years by now.
No, maybe a year and a half, maybe. But they're putting in like streetlights and like stoplights there because the traffic there is horrendous if you're ever trying to get out in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Anyway. I am sitting on Murfreesboro Highway, and I'm trying to turn on to Dilton Mankin, turn left. And the guy has traffic, the construction worker has the traffic stops, so he can let the other side come around, because it's down to one lane. And that's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm sitting there, and I'm the front guy in the line waiting to turn, which is, I was fine with stopping, that's whatever, you know. About three or four cars back, this guy is just like laying on the horn, and he's like, I hear him shout. He's like, go, damn it. And I'm like, dude, chill out. Next thing I know, he whips his car out into the other lane and starts rolling forward to make the turn onto Dilton Mankin and go around everybody. And in the process, he fucking like boat whips his car around the corner to go onto Dilton Mankin, like, I don't know how he didn't get up on two wheels because it was like the tightest ass turn I've seen anybody ever make. And the reason he had to go so damn tight was because when he started making the turn, there was a truck full of construction workers there that he almost ran right into.
Ooh. Ooh. Mmm. That was bright. That was a bright, bright individual.
So he's like flying and goes around the corner, almost hits a bunch of construction workers. And like the guy standing in the front with the sign, you know, the sign to stop was looking at me. And I'm like, I shrug and he shrugs. I'm like, I don't know. And I drive and I'm like, I creep around the corner after he's like talking. He tells us to go. So like I'm going and I have the window down. And some of the guys in the back of the construction truck was like, I wish he would have hit us. I would have beat that guy's ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, like whoever wasn't injured from being hit would have drug him out of that car and beat the hell out of him.
And what was so funny is, like, I don't know what the hell his hurry was, because, like, as soon as I get on to Dilton Mankin, like, I see him. He's, like, maybe a couple of streets up from me. He makes a left onto the, or I mean, I'm sorry, he makes a right onto his street, and then, like, two houses down, makes a left into his driveway, gets out, and it's, like, checking the mail, like, nothing's wrong. I'm like, what the fuck are you so in a hurry for?
He just had to get home. He was like, I just have to be home, you know? He's like, I can't stop for anybody. Like, I need to be in my driveway because I need to check my mail because there's something important in my mail. Might be something important to me. And my show comes on about 10 minutes. So I got to get to the house. I don't miss beginning my show. And, yeah, your life is less valuable than my piece of mail or my television show.
Yeah, I don't really understand. I don't know. Like, it pissed me off. The whole situation pissed me off. I was like, wow, what a damn idiot.
That's one of those situations where you're like, should I drive and make this turn and walk up to him as he's in that mailbox and just punch him dead in the face? Or should I just keep driving? And it's a flip of the coin.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm just like, But that's the last of my stories. A lot of ridiculous shit happening here lately around work and whatnot. But
did I ever tell you that story about speaking of like people doing construction? But this literally wasn't construction. I was headed to work one morning, and where I turn is right next to a school. And you go past the school and then head up and go through this neighborhood and then come behind to go to my job.
Right.
All right. So it makes it really kind of easy and quick. Well, I get past the school and I get up to where the stop sign is, and there's this huge fucking line. All right. Huge line. This line is never there. I've been driving there for a year. This is the first time ever that this line is there. And it's moving so slow, and it's moving. And it starts moving, and I get up close enough to finally see what the hell is causing the disruption. There is a dude with a city truck. There's a city truck right off to the left, pulled off here on the side of the road, and a dude across, the guy driving it, is literally across the road in front of the street holding a fucking detour sign that says go left. And
okay.
Or go right, sorry. Go right. And everybody is confused as fuck, I guess, and they don't know what the fuck to do, and it was taking forever, and I get up within about three spots of the stop sign, and I'm just like, what is this guy doing? Because he's just standing there with this fucking, he's just leaning on the sign, and I get three cars within it, and he just picks the sign up, and he just picks it up and walks off to the left.
So, like,
he literally just picks it up there, and walks off and sets it down. Where no one can see what it says. Pulls out his fucking phone, talks for a second, and then, and just, I guess, from there he throws the sign in the back of his truck.
So he wasn't actually, like, there from, like, the city. He was just there being a dick.
No. He was from the city. That's what made no sense.
I thought you were, like, getting at, like, this was just some random dude with a sign being an ass.
Well, at first I was like, why the hell is this? Because there was a city truck over there, but then I saw him and I was like, what the hell is this guy? Because it seemed like a random dude. Then I realized it was the city guy. And then I'm like, why the fuck was he just being an asshole? Literally, I was like, apparently today he just decided he was going to stop, pull out a sign that said detour, and stand next to an intersection for a minute and just fuck with people. Because there was no there was no reason to detour anywhere. That kills me, because I'm just like, I got to work and I was just like, what the fuck? It bothered me all morning. I'm just like, what was that guy doing other than being a dick? So I finally just came to the conclusion he was being a dick.
Yeah, pretty much he's just being an ass.
Oh, that's actually really funny. Oh, that's terrible. That's fucking terrible. Oh, so you know what we should do? It's also terrible, and by terrible I mean actually really fun. We've been doing this. Let's take a movie and let's fix it.
Well, I have a lead in to that.
Actually. Oh, good. Oh, good. I want to hear it.
I don't know if you saw my Facebook post a few days ago, but let me see here. Yeah, you did. Okay, so you liked it. The new Transformers movie, at the time, had a 16 on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like, that's on par for one of the worst films ever. And now I checked today, it's down to a 14.
It to be on par for one of the worst films ever, it literally has to have like a 0.
What I'm saying, though, is you get down in the teens.
Oh, I know. It's bad.
For a movie that's supposed to be like a summer blockbuster, that's terrible.
Oh, that's death. That's like terrible. It's just like, so what's this movie? Well, apparently it's terrible. But what about The Mummy?
It's got pretty terrible ratings, too. I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't know. And I'm not going to see it.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard enough about it to know the general gist of it is exactly what I thought it would be.
Terrible.
Which is terrible. Which is terrible. I was like, man, it was terrible. I don't know how they're going to make any money doing this. It's just terrible.
But so I have a couple of friends though that like actually saw this new Transformers movie.
Yeah.
That commented on my little post. And one guy was like, all he said was, I was disappointed in it. And I was like, yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that great just from the commercials. And another one of my friends is like, I'm not sure exactly what people were expecting. It's just an extended commercial with explosions via Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just a big commercial with explosions. I mean, I saw a picture that, thing earlier today that was a little comic strip of like what directors would be like if they were culinary artists instead, and Michael Bay's was literally just a bunch of like junk food, like ice cream and all sorts of stuff, and he's just like, my food is just full of, is flavor packed with tons of giant sugary death and explosions.
Okay.
And I was so just like, so everything Michael this Bay, man does will explode in your face.
So like Michael Bay makes a breakfast cereal
that explodes in your face.
Speaking of breakfast cereal, this is a little off topic, but and we'll get back to the movie in a second. But I saw this today and I couldn't help but think to myself, that sounds disgusting. I don't hot remember dogs. Which restaurant it was. If it was like Burger King or Crystal's or one of these fast food joints around here, now has a Lucky Charms milkshake.
A Lucky Charms milkshake.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It sounds disgusting.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like the most appeasing milkshake, in my opinion. Go with Golden Grahams.
The only thing that I could think when I saw that was, oh God, my teeth.
All I thought was diabetes.
Diabetes.
I just got the diabetes. Oh.
Anyway, so back to the movie. Like, how could we make The Mummy and Transformers, what, 6 or whatever this one is?
I don't give
better,
a shit. I don't
a better
know.
Film?
All right. Obviously, so now this them. is better. This is even better than the original, because we were just going to improve The Mummy. Now we get to improve both of them. And how do we do this? Like you said, I totally, totally agree with you, by combining them.
And as we learned from our last movie jumbleation, I'm just going to call it that, movie jumble up, you always improve things by slapping IKEA on them.
Oh, yeah. If you don't slap IKEA on it, then it's just not improved. Like,
see, now that's perfect though for a Transformers movie, because like
every one of them is made by IKEA.
It's their missing parts.
So there we go. I mean, if the Swedes could do one damn thing right, it's leave something out. It's not include everything you need to put something together. But seriously,
like,
though, I mean,
like, Michael Bay's Transformers 6, some assembly required.
Wouldn't that be 7?
Okay, well, we're trying to improve 6.
Oh, that's right. So yeah, so 6 sub-assembly required, sponsored by IKEA. All right, so there's our starting point. There's
versus
our starting
the
point. No. I don't know. So Mark Wahlberg is the huge guy here and the lead in this movie, I'm assuming, whereas Tom Cruise is the lead in The Mummy, which is mostly just Tom Cruise featuring The Mummy, because the way I understand it is every bit of it is all set up for Tom Cruise to become The Mummy.
Well, see, we can immediately improve this.
And the actual Mummy has like a third of the screen time.
So, okay, we can immediately improve this by instantly at the beginning of the movie killing off Tom Cruise.
All right.
So this is how you know the beginning scene from like RoboCop where the guy's getting utterly destroyed? Just replace that with Tom Cruise. He's just getting blown apart by
No. I have it. Okay. I have it. So we have the beginning of this movie. We pan in to Mark Wahlberg, you know. He's obviously in the throes of
assembling a Transformer.
That's right. Assembling a Transformer, to which, you know, he does not have all the pieces. And then what happens here is they look up in the sky and there's a plane flying across that is very clearly in some trouble. It's tilting sideways and it looks like it's about to crash. And of course you see these two, these objects come flying out, this one big square object and this one little itty bitty small one. It's about the same size, but it's just so much smaller. One is man shaped, and like that is obviously tiny. Yes, teeny tiny. And that, my good man, is Tom Cruise being sucked out of the plane with the mummy sarcophagus. And of course, because the Transformer Mark Wahlberg was working on was missing some pieces, he could only save one. And of course, he saves the box.
Wait. You can improve this scene even more. Like, okay, so Mark Wahlberg, who is the shooter, for some reason has a sniper rifle.
That's right.
He keeps looking up.
Which is why he can see.
Yes, exactly. So he keeps looking up at the falling box and Tom Cruise through the scope of the rifle, and it keeps panning back and forth between the two faces, and you think he's going to do something to save Tom Cruise, but all of a sudden he just watches them hit the ground and goes after the box.
Well, I like it, but you got to have the Transformer save the box.
Well, the Transformer will just retrieve the box after it hits the ground.
It's got to save the box so the box doesn't explode. Think about that. Gravity and shit, you know.
Okay.
Tom Cruise, though, explodes. Instead of just sinking into the ground, he's just going to explode. So that way, you know, you got to Michael Bay this up.
Okay, hold on. Here we go. All right, so looking through the sniper scope, pan back and forth between Mark Wahlberg and Tom Cruise, back and forth for a couple of seconds. You think he's going to go save him. The robot takes off, grabs the box. Tom Cruise hits the ground. They're in the desert for some reason. He hits the ground exactly where a landmine is and explodes. For some reason, there's a random landmine.
I like it. That is exactly how he explodes. He hits a landmine. And when he bounces off the ground for some reason, instead of just implanting, it sets off the mine.
Exactly.
Because, you know, he's so full of hot fucking air that he bounces just a little bit.
And the robot's like, oh no, I have to protect you, and does like one of those crouch hugs over the box. And then all of a sudden the mummy comes out and possesses the robot, and now you have a mummy-possessed Transformer.
Yes. Missing some pieces.
But that's the reason, that's how they're going to be able to defeat the mummy robot, because it's missing pieces and it can't actually do what it needs to do.
That's right. But of course, as the movie progresses and Mark Wahlberg is furiously trying to help the other Transformers and even the Decepticons fight the mummy Transformer. Because although it's missing pieces, it still has mystical fucking powers, and it is like stomping most of them. All right, so you have that.
Just like,
and they're
imagine
like,
there's,
and they're like, man, Mark Wahlberg is just, you know, his Mark Wahlbergiest. He's just like, man, I wish I knew what was going on, so I could help the Transformers. So I could help Transformers defeat this mummy. And I need, and of course, Russell Crowe.
The whole time he has a confused look on his face.
Right. All right. So Russell Crowe shows up, and he is, of course, Dr.
Hold on. Just a second before this gets too awesome. All right. I imagine there has to be a scene where we're talking about, like, the robot can't do everything it wants to do because, like, it's missing a piece off of its arm or something. And it just falls to its knees on the ground, like, shooting its laser cannon in the air, and, like, old mummy dusty tears rolling out of its eyes. Damn you, IKEA!
That's right. It has to curse the name of IKEA at least once. But at the same time, Russell Crowe shows up as Dr. Jekyll. And
yes!
Because that's what he is in The Mummy. And he shows up as Dr. Jekyll, obviously injecting himself, but never turning into Hyde, which will be much better than what they did in the actual Mummy movie, because he's not actually going to turn into Hyde. But you're going to see him do injection, all right? So he's doing that, but he walks up and he's like, you know, he tells Mark Wahlberg that this is Princess Amunet. And that it is a very powerful mummy, and she wants to reclaim the world for her own by, you know, of course, the old classic trope of destroying it first.
Right.
And
it's going to be reborn in her image.
That's right. And there's only one way to defeat her: the magical Butterball of Odin.
To dip your testicles in it.
That's right. He has to retrieve the holy Butterball of Odin and dip his testicles inside the butter, and he will receive the mystical powers of Odin for a short period. and therefore, he will be able to single-handedly and his Mark Wahlbergius go, "There, I've dipped my testicles in the butter. I feel so strong. I'm defeating. I'm defeating the Transformer."
And now the Transformer mummy has to make a charisma saving throw.
That's right.
Sorry, I had to go like super nerdy there.
Super
for a
nerdy
second.
There for a second, but all right. But we don't see all this. This doesn't actually happen in the movie, of course. Like most things do in real life, it will just obviously happen. And if it makes its savings throw, it will somehow defend, but it will most likely be destroyed.
It's just like,
and in the process of this.
Imagine like the final scene when it's in its death throes, it just like rolls over and is like, "Critical miss."
All right, so it's critical miss. It like trips, falls, breaks its own neck. But all right, so Mark Wahlberg beats the hell out of this Transformer single-handedly, and in the process of doing so, the spirit of Omnet actually possesses Mark Wahlberg, therefore turning him into the mummy.
That's right.
And to end the movie, he and Dr. Jekyll actually ride out into the sunset on the back of two bumblebee horses.
To go find the rest of the Universal Monster Movie Squad.
That's right. Who also all happen to be battling Transformers.
That's right. They're getting the Universal Monster Movies to stop an alien invasion of Transformers.
That's right. Of Decepticons. And Transformers.
I feel like that's a 5-star movie.
I feel so too. Sponsored by IKEA.
And Dell.
And Dell. And Hewlett Packard. Because it's all about the Pentiums. Yeah. But seriously, so we have The Mummy Transformer.
That's right.
What was the original title of that?
Some Assembly Required.
That's right. There we go. The Mummy Transformer, Some Assembly Required. Sponsored by IKEA and Dell and Hewlett Packard. And all about the Pentiums, baby.
I like this segment we've come up with here. I feel like this should be a regular thing on the banter episodes.
It is. We have done this on all of the banter episodes so far, and I really enjoy it. This is like my favorite part of the show.
It's like, make it better.
That's right, make it better. I need to like come up with like a segment throw for it or something. Like, we're cutting into make it better.
The one thing that we did forget, though, other than just the Tom Cruise blowing up, like, every 30 seconds, there's an explosion because Michael Bay.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Well, you know, during that mummy fight with all of them, there's, of course, a million explosions. Like, basically, you have, like, land masses being thrown at, like, Transformers and Decepticons. She, like, you know, hits them with a mountain, picks up, like, a building and hits them with it. And it just explodes for no fucking reason.
I have another... I'm going to call it Michael Bayism here.
For some reason, she picks up like one that's actually about to be detonated and like hits him with it. And like they detonate it at the exact same time. So it like implodes.
For some reason, like the last 15 minutes, like the whole 15 minutes is in slow motion.
Yes. There has to be at least 20 minutes of slow motion.
That's right.
Yeah, slow motion. At least 20 minutes of just that. And the movie is going to be about 2.5 hours long. So it's going to be at least 1.5 hours too long.
That's right.
And somehow I feel like cocaine. I feel like cocaine plays a large part in this.
I feel like the after the credits scene.
I feel like Boogie Nights. Like... as a matter of fact, it's at one point. There's this lady that at one point during this, Mark Wahlberg has to sex up the the mummy transformer and tries to sex it up to Boogie Night, and it turns out he has a dong like that hangs to his knees.
I was gonna say like the after credit scene for this movie should be like the first 5 minutes of the movie over again, but it's like alternate opening instead of, you know, they always do alternate ending. Alternate opening. Pan back to the scene where the box is falling out of the sky and Mark Wahlberg just looks at it and it falls and it lands on top of Tom Cruise and the box and Tom Cruise both explode and it's like the end.
alternate like, beginning.
Well, that's all that had to happen. And, you know, it ended the movie.
It ended that movie really quickly. So now we have Boogie Mummy Transformer Night. Some assembly required. Sponsored by IKEA, Dell, Hewlett Packard. It's all about the Pentiums, baby.
I feel like that title is at least 5 words too long.
It probably is. But I mean, I can't get rid of "It's all about the Pentiums, baby."
It could be like the tagline.
That is the tagline. There we go. That's the tagline for the movie.
Oh, God. That was great.
That's fucking awesome. Oh, I love that. Oh, man.
Well, should we wrap it?
Yeah, I think we're going to wrap it, man. I think that's an amazing way to end out on it. Next time we come back, we'll probably do a few reviews on things, probably some shit that everybody else has already done reviewed, which is all right by me. And then...
I think next time we come back, too, I might talk a little bit about E3. There were a ton of really nice-looking games and stuff that came out that piqued my interest, at least.
Oh, yeah. No, there was a couple of them, like I said, I really was interested in. The one specifically was The Evil Within 2.
Yeah, I could. I need to do like an Evil Within 2 and do like a Twitch stream, because if you remember right, like the last time that I played it, I was like constantly like screaming like a girl.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. You need to record that one time, because that'd be hilarious. But there was one guy got mad at me.
You hear me go, ah!
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking great.
So, yeah, like, if we just want to list the games real fast that I saw that were...
Yeah, go ahead.
That I thought were cool. Uncharted Lost Legacy, Horizon Zero Dawn, Frozen Wilds DLC, Days Gone, which is like a zombie kind of Last of Us deal. Monster Hunter World looked cool. They're remaking Shadow of the Colossus, which will be really cool. God Hell of yeah. War. Detroit Become Human. Spider-Man. Assassin's Creed Origins. Far Cry 5. Beyond Good and Evil 2. South Park The Fractured Butthole. Evil Within 2. And the prequel to Life is Strange. So, tons of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I just got Life is Strange the other day.
It is a phenomenal story.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually start it. It was free on the PSN.
Yep.
It was nice. I was like, this is nice. But, all right. So,
now, do you actually get, like, the whole thing, like, all 5 episodes free? Yes. Or is it just, like, one?
From what I it was, like, the whole game.
Okay, cool.
It was like literally the whole game, so that's what I thought was cool. Because every time they give you like that shit, they give you like the entire game, so I think that's always cool. So yeah, all right. So this has been great. It's great.
Good to get back in here and cast again.
It's awesome to get in here and cast.
This has been crazy.
Yeah, it's like adjusting to new work schedules can always be tough for a little bit. So once we get set, you get settled on that, I'm sure we'll get it all evened out again.
Yeah.
But
yeah, sure.
Hell yeah. But all right, everybody. So if you're in the Murfreesboro area and you happen to be around the Kmart Shopping Center off of Northwest Broad Street, you can stop on in to the Outer Limits Comic Shop and holler at Chuck. Maybe set yourself up a box. Get some of the Gold Age, Silver Age, Bronze Age, some of that new stuff, that independent stuff. Maybe actually get you some figures, some collectibles, some card games. Any
Outer
type
Limits
of things
is
you
now
want.
Selling vintage video games, NES, Sega, Super NES.
That's even better, man. That's even better. So tons of good stuff in there. And, of course, Chuck is just the man. So definitely if you're in that area and you want to pick up some comics, definitely stop in there and holler at him.
I know that like they were talking about setting up some old game systems in the store and just having them there for like customers to play while they're in the shop. And I'm like, man, you don't want me to leave, do you?
Yeah, I was going to say, man, he don't want people to leave the shop, does he? He wants people to just stay there. He's like, all right. As long as you bring some money. He's like, I'm going to come over and be like, you got some money? Did you buy something? All right. I'm going to have to get my bouncer to get you out of here.
I don't really know if Chuck would be that guy.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I'm just being ornery. But, no,
the only time I'd ever seen him do something like that, which I thought was hilarious, it's the only time I've ever seen him, like, get even, like, that angry with somebody. Was, like, I was there buying my comics one time, and a guy come in, and he was, like, trying to sell him, like, a timeshare or some bullshit, and he was like, get the fuck out of my store.
I've heard him get really mad about one thing a long time ago, but that was a long while ago, and I'm not even going to bother to mention it here. But, all right, everybody, we have thoroughly enjoyed this. It's been great, and you should definitely check out Boogie. You should definitely check out Boogie, the Mummy Transformer Knights, Some Assembly Required, sponsored by IKEA, Dell, and HP. And so when that comes to your town,
it's all about the Pentiums.
That's right. It's all about the Pentiums, baby. And all right, everybody, take care.
Keep following.